It's 5 GMT. That's 8 a.m. in Turkey, where polls have just opened in a highly anticipated general election. About 64 million eligible voters will be choosing a president and parliament for a five-year term. It's considered the toughest vote for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was faced during the last two decades he's been in power. Zeyna Kotta is following the elections in the southeastern city of Antakya. But first, let's speak to Resul Sada, who's in the capital, Ankara. So what could end up being a monumental day? What are we expecting?
Well, indeed, it's a monumental day. This election is regarded as a pivotal one for Turkey. So the polls just got open 2 minutes ago. We haven't seen anyone voting yet. However, here you can see that officers are making the final preparations. The ballot box is there. And each party that are in this competition for the parliament and for president, they have a representative there. You can see the voting cards are being prepared. And we see that some of the people outside of this room waiting in the corridor to come and to cast their votes. So here, three candidates are fighting, but two of them are very much important here. The first one is President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has ruled on the country in the last two decades, and he wants to be re-elected again. So the second one is the leader, the candidate of the opposition, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, who has united the opposition in Turkey, and maybe for the first time. They might be about to win, and if that happens, that's going to be quite a pivotal day here in Turkey. So today, 64 million people, over 64 million people are expected internally and externally and abroad are expected to vote. And the candidates here need to surpass 50% plus one vote to win outright. If none of the candidates pass that threshold, then the election will go to the second run. And it's going to be between the two candidates who received most of the votes. And that is something that Turkey is not used to. Turkey is not used to the runoffs. So if none of them surpass 50%, then the next 2 weeks are going to be quite tense.
Mm. And Resul, when voters cast ballots, on what basis are they going to be making their choice?
Well, there are various factors here. So internally and internationally, even emotional and ideological lines are going to play a crucial role. So that's why President Erdogan, trying to appeal his conservative base, he was promising a more powerful Turkey, a more assertive Turkey internationally, and he was saying that he and his government has made Turkey a regional power, but now it's time to make it an international actor, a global power. So, and on the other hand, we see that the opposition, on the other hand, was trying to appeal its bases by promising more democracy, greater individual rights, and also internationally having better relations with the West particularly. But here, one of the main issues is going to be the economy. So that's going to be quite determinative in terms of the results. So Turkish economy in the last 2 years was suffering, skyrocketing prices, one of the highest inflation in the world. And that's why particularly the opposition was focusing on that and promising a recovery in the economy. However, as I said, President Erdogan was focusing on continuity and stability, but the opposition was promising change and hope. So we'll see who will be able to convince the voters, the Turkish public today.
Resul Sada there for us in Ankara. We can cross now to Zeyna Kotta, who's in the city of Antakya in Hatay province, which is one of the epicenters of February's magnitude 7.8 devastating earthquake. Zeyna, considering the devastation that much of the province suffered during that quake, what sort of logistical challenges has this posed for voting and campaigning?
Well, first of all, you have to get the voters to the polling stations. Those devastating earthquakes displaced millions of people. But we have been in Antakya's main bus terminal over the past hour or so, and I can tell you, bus after bus has been arriving here. People from across the country, various cities, coming back to vote. Because according to Turkish law, you need to vote in your place of residence. And if you move, you need to re-register. And not many people did that. We've also been speaking to people here. Hatay was one of the worst hit provinces. It's also considered to be an opposition stronghold. People here are angry. They're angry at the government. They feel that the government mishandled the aftermath of the earthquake. They feel that they were left alone and they're still left alone. So they want to go to the ballot box in order to hold officials to account. But at the same time, we've been traveling across the quake hit provinces in recent days. The ruling party still maintains support in their traditional stronghold. So it's hard to say which way this vote will go, but every vote counts. And this is why you're seeing all these people coming back. Many of them have been traumatized from the earthquake. It's the first time they've come back. We've seen people greet their family members for the first time. So this is a major challenge, getting them to the polling stations. Even those who are living in informal settlements, they don't even have cars. What we understand is that the political parties are doing their best to provide transport to encourage people to vote. Because, like I said, a highly contested election means every vote counts.
Okay, Zeyna Khoder speaking to us there from the southeastern city of Antakya. Good to speak to you. We'll be speaking to our correspondents throughout the day and lots of analysis on the Turkish election.